With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates-Carney. This week, for the first time ever, once toxic water from the Berkeley Pit, the abandoned open-pit copper mine in Butte, is being treated and released into the headwaters of the Clark Fork River. MTPR's Nora Sachs has more.
It's Monday afternoon, and I'm standing on the banks of Silverbow Creek in the center of Butte with Ron Halsey, an operations manager for Atlantic Richfield. We're watching an endless rush of clear water cascade through a man-made rock wall into the stream, which is one of the headwaters of the Clark Fork River.
Seeing the water come out of the rocks there and having discharged the creek's been the best part of the day so far.
He's in high spirits because while there's no official ribbon cutting or pomp and circumstance, we're witnessing a historic milestone in Butte's Superfund cleanup. 37 years ago, Atlantic Richfield, a former oil company now owned by BP, abandoned the Berkeley Pit and allowed the former open-pit copper mine to start flooding with acidic, heavy metal-laden mine water. Now, with a green light from the Environmental Protection Agency, treated water from the Berkeley Pit is being released into Silverbow Creek for the first time.
How much water is being discharged right now?
Today, we're discharging about 6 million gallons per day, or about 5,000 GPM, or gallons per minute.
That sounds like a lot. But the Berkeley Pit currently holds about 50 billion gallons of toxic water. Left to its own devices, it would keep flooding and eventually breach the bedrock and contaminate Butte's aquifer and creeks. Unmanaged, that's projected to happen in 2023. But under Superfund, the two companies in charge of the pit are legally required to prevent that from happening. Last year, Atlantic Richfield and Montana Resources, which owns the active copper mine next door, launched a pilot project to start managing the pit well before it reaches that so-called critical level. Ron Halsey with AR says today,
The combination of Montana Resources pumping water from the pit and then us treating it and discharging it is the proof that we can actually hold the water level steady in the pit.
Before any Berkeley Pit water reaches the creek, it travels a spaghetti-like route through Montana Resources mining operations. First, it's pumped out of the Berkeley Pit and treated with lime. Then water from the backside of the tailings dam is piped down to Atlantic Richfield's new $19 million polishing plant, where it's further treated to meet state and federal water quality standards. Finally, Halsey says, the cleaned water is sent through a buried 24-inch pipe to a manhole on the creek bank.
And the water comes into the manhole where it loses a lot of its energy before it discharges through those rocks into the creek.
Tim Hilmo, a project manager with Atlantic Richfield, says as part of the larger pilot project, the companies are going to study.
Do we have to pull 3 million gallons a day out of the Berkeley Pit to hold it steady? Do we have to pull 3.5 million gallons out of the Berkeley Pit or 4? We don't know. We think it's in that range, so we're starting today at 3. So as of today, we hope we've halted the rise of the pit. And then as we monitor it, we'll figure out and fine-tune that volume to hold the pit steady.
According to Atlantic Richfield, the water being released into the creek is continuously monitored and sampled every day. If there's ever an issue with quality or flow, they can adjust or stop it as needed. Hilmo says the company believes that putting clean water into the stream will have beneficial effects on the watershed.
You know, more flow in the summer, just more flow in general. Not too much flow to where it's problematic, but to add water to the system, we think it'll make an overall healthier creek.
Yeah. Are you aware of any potential negative impacts that adding water could have?
Not at this time.
So far, the discharge of treated Berkeley Pit water into Silverbow Creek has been regarded in Butte as a positive and long-awaited step forward. If everything stays on track, Atlantic Richfield plans to ramp up to 10 million gallons per day over the next few weeks. The company is still in discussions with EPA and Montana Resources about building an additional water treatment plant to draw the level of toxic water in the Berkeley Pit down further. In Butte, I'm Nora Sachs, Montana Public Radio.